This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Batting the hatches, that's what they're saying in Florida. Oh my. It is a hurricane that I've mispronounced actually a few times. It's Hurricane Hermine. Perfect name, right? Haven't seen a hurricane that's smashed into the panhandle in 11 years in the state of Florida. And Rick Scott, the governor of that state, the mayors in several of the big cities, including Tampa's mayor, Bob Buckhorn, were very, very prepared, as much as you can be, for this. Everybody remembers what happened in the state after Wilma in 2005. It was just absolutely awful. Rain has been pounding the Gulf Coast ahead of the storm really since Wednesday. They're saying Hermine could bring up to 10 inches of additional rainfall. So that's where we start. That is the buzz in your backyard and mine, because people are all looking at the weather, seeing what's happening down there, watching the surf pound over some of those areas where it's in the low-lying areas and where it's flying over those, you know, the not guardrails, but the various barriers that they have, I'll put it that way, where you've got stretches of beautiful coastline and the road right on top of it. In that Tampa area, they've got a couple of those bridges that are practically in the water, for goodness sake, especially if it rises. It's crazy. So Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and that's where we start. Forecasters saying the storm surge is going to be dangerous from Indian Pass to Longboat Key. They're talking about some areas, when it's all said and done, that could see a surge as high as 9 feet. Wow. And I'm looking at the concern for the wind. You know, they even had a tornado watch in effect for 26 Florida counties and 37 Georgia counties until 8 in the morning on Friday. So Thursday, the storm tripped the switch at 80 miles an hour. 80 miles an hour. You know, the National Weather Service, somebody was telling me this today, even has this thing that they've got, the storm surge watch and warning graph, that highlights spots with the highest risk for life-threatening problems from storm surge, which I think if you live in one of those areas, is just brilliant, because the surge is what worries you. That's what you're concerned about. Where, how far is this going to go? So there were people who had off work. There were people who did everything they could in front of this storm. You know, you got Panama City, which is a popular Labor Day spot. I mean, huge parties galore. Fabulous time, Panama City. I've been there a couple times, and it's great. The people are so friendly. They're in a great mood. Everybody's jamming. It doesn't matter how old you are. They're not jamming now. They canceled one of the biggest draws. It's called the Gulf Coast Jam, in fact. Forget it, because you can't have tent villages up there. You can't have that music. You got to take it down. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers had to rearrange their game when they played it, and so it's not good stuff. You know, it was interesting. I saw a picture of a woman who was, it was in the middle of the road. She was in the middle of the road, and thanks to Hermine, she was there on her float, floating down the road. I thought, well, you know what? If you can't beat them, join them, right? I actually saw this one time when I was in Tampa, somebody water skiing down the middle, right in front of my brother's house, water skiing, whew, went by. I mean, they were being pulled, not by a boat, but they were being pulled by a truck. It was really brutal. But the serious concern is Zika. So you think of that mosquito and what that carries Zika, and you're talking heavy rain and flooding that washes away what the breeding sites, the bird baths, the flower pots. It means that the mosquitoes breed in water that remains standing when the storm passes. and think of the standing water. And they're concerned about that, and they're in front of it, as you can be. In my neighborhood, they're so concerned. In the last week, they have mosquito sprayed from 9 at night until 4 in the morning because there was a confirmed case, and they're not taking any chances. It's kind of interesting. It reminds me of when I was a kid in Jersey, and you hear that, but that kind of rumble of the mosquito trucks. And the stupid kids that we were, silly kids, I'll say, that we used to run behind the mosquito trucks because it was like a white cloud for us. It was just crazy. All right, Grim wants to throw in his 2 cents on something that we've offered up. Hey, Grim.
Hey, Kate. Kind of a little hard to hear you. I'm going through a different line tonight, I think.
Oh, well, you are up. It's looking pretty brutal in the Gulf Coast area.
Well, that's a good distance away from me now.
I know, yeah, Mississippi.
Yeah, I'm used to that.
I'm used to that.
I'll stand out in it. I stood out in Katrina and watched the eye come by me 100 miles, inland. And I watched 3 tornadoes in the eye as it was rotating and working its way forward up 59.
Yeah.
And tornado went right behind me,
Wow.
As the eye was passing me, and then it's just a deluge. I tell you, you want to know something real scary? I would equate it to being the same thing as working on the king crab boats in Alaska. And that's working on a boat out there with the hurricane.
Oh, no kidding. And we've seen boats that have been lost because of that.
I'm talking about small ones, 200 tons.
No way.
Fly vessel, 200 ton. It's only about 100 feet to 150 feet to your 200. Your work boats are 500 ton and plus. They're pretty big. But, these are offshore, working boats. And I tell you, the scariest thing about supply vessels, you ain't got but about a 2-foot walk around in front of the wheelhouse, and you got to try and lasso a rope so you bow tied off and ride the waves out on a buoy, a sea buoy, and you're going up and down 30 feet, and this rope's 2 inches in diameter. You miss
Wow.
the first time, it gets soaking wet, and that rope's going to outweigh you. If you don't get it back in and it's soaking wet and you happen to go up, because it'll
Wow.
pull you out.
Wow.
You don't want to miss too many times. No, I've done that.
Boy, no kidding.
I don't think there could be anything more scarier than that. And all of a sudden, whoop. But you're talking about the storm and everything. It just amazes me. With the iPad and all the, apps and everything else, people still hang around and get killed and drowned.
I know. It's crazy.
You go back to, the 40s, there wasn't no radar, no nothing, kind of like, what's his name, the comedic that talks about it? Oh, pretty cloud!
Yeah, that's crazy. You don't want that, right? Don't be the hero trying to do something like that, because it ends in a bad way. Grim, thanks for the call. Coming up next, Labor Day weekend. Is it time to go see a movie? It might be for you. We're going to take you to the movies next here on ATN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
And you know, there's some great movies that are coming out. There's actually some movies I want to see. I want to see the Ed Snowden movie. It's just Snowden. I want to see the, because I'm curious how they do it. I also want to see the movie about Sully, about Captain Sullivan. If you remember, of course, he landed the plane in the Hudson. I was with my family. I was so lucky. Got a great deal. I was with my family in Hawaii when the plane went in the Hudson. And my mother came down, she was a floor above me, she came down in the elevator and said, oh my gosh, plane just landed in the Hudson, or flip on the TV. And I couldn't believe it. I was just, couldn't believe it. It was just miraculous what he did. It's amazing. He's so calm. And I'll be curious, I read his book, I'll be curious to see how Tom Hanks portrays him. So I think that's going to be a really fun one to see. And there are a few others that would be on my list, too. So there are three different movies. There are more than that, of course, but there are three that are opening that are getting a little bit of buzz. This first one is called Light Between the Oceans.
Dearest Isabel, I can't stop thinking about the time I spent with you.
Dearest Tom, when I first saw you, I felt like I knew you, and I couldn't stop seeing my life with you.
To be loved by you allowed me to feel again.
What can I do? What should I do?
Thank you.
But you can't keep her.
She needs us. We're not doing anything wrong.
My dad, with love forever and ever and ever and ever.
What's your name?
Lucy.
Lucy, it was lovely to meet you.
Bye. My sister had a terrible tragedy. Her husband and their baby daughter were lost at sea. You would have been your girl's age by now.
I have to tell people. It's her mother.
Someone knows that my girl is alive.
You'll be safe. I'll protect you, I promise. You saw what you've done to her.
It's too late.
One day, this will all feel like a dream. Love forever and ever and ever.
All right, again, this is Light Between the Oceans movie. There was a book. This was a popular book, and you know, this is kind of the way things happen. Sometimes they take that book and they turn it into a movie. In this movie, it's gosh, Michael Fassbender is in it. Rachel Weisz is in it. Brian Brown is in it. It's people you would recognize. It's about a couple's dilemma. They say a baby in a boat changed everything. And this is a couple that live in an Australian lighthouse, and they discover this baby in the boat with a dead body. They decide to raise the child, but then there's some consequences to that. What are the consequences? Rotten Tomatoes, 61%. IMDb, 7.5 out of 10. 7.5 out of 10. All right, move on to our next movie. It's called, and I think I'm pronouncing this right, Kubo. It's animated. Check it out.
If you must blink, do it now. Pay careful attention to everything you see. No matter how unusual it may seem. If you look away, even for an instant, then our hero will surely perish. It's time to follow my own path. My name is Kubo. This is my story.
Your magic is growing stronger, but when we grow stronger, the world grows more dangerous.
Attention. I promise I won't even blink. I actually don't think I even can blink. Do I have eyelids?
Okay, so Kubo is the movie that is getting, certainly is getting a lot of attention, and because it's going to find that crowd of kids, animation couldn't be bigger. So Kubo and the Two Strings, and it's about this, it's about this young, peaceful existence that comes crashing down, we shall say, when a vengeful spirit from the past wreaks havoc. So Kubo, what does Kubo do? And it's gotten pretty good pretty good reviews. Matthew McConaughey's in it. Charlize Theron is in it. And there's some other people. Rooney Mara's in it. Ralph Fiennes. Probably people that you would recognize. Boy, the Rotten Tomatoes gave it 96%. 96%. All right, and we go out with this one. This is our final of the three we're looking at, and it's called Don't Breathe.
Your lips look sore. That's how you're making your cash out there?
What do you say you and I move away from Mom together? It's a promise.
You're leaving?
Yeah, as soon as I have the money.
When are you coming back?
Never.
Yo, I got our ticket out of here. Rumor is this guy is sitting on at least 300K.
That's our guy.
Wait, is he blind?
We messed up to rob the blind guy, isn't it?
Just because he's blind don't mean he's a saint, bro.
Guys, money's probably in there.
Right there. How many of you are there?
Man, all right, just let me go.
Breathe is one of those horror flicks. Looks to be pretty darn scary to me. Got good ratings. Rotten Tomato, 87%. Ooh, three Detroit thieves where they shouldn't have been. Stay with us for Kicking It Back to the Other Side.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
And a privilege, really, to catch up with Stephen Huer. He is the man behind Synergistic Nutrition. His story is amazing. In fact, if you go to the website, it tells his whole story right up front. But we've talked about this before, and I know so many of you send me emails and are jumping on this, and I'm so happy about that, because he's somebody who personally has overcome chronic constipation. He's talked about this, and effects of mercury poisoning. There are other health issues that Stephen had. He's helped thousands of people improve and restore their health. For now, it's been decades, in fact, 25 years. So to me, when somebody's had the problem and they've done countless hours of research and put thousands of dollars into it and improved their life and changed their life, that says something to me. And I'm seeing that myself with Synergy One, with One World Way. It has been a massive, and I am not kidding you, a massive, massive game changer for me. I cannot say enough about how incredible these products have been to me and what a big difference they've made for me. So, Stephen, once again, thanks for popping by.
Yeah, Kate, it's always a pleasure. So it's really exciting for me to hear that you personally are benefiting from the product. I think you also got on the seed oils, too. Could you comment? Did you feel anything from those as well or not?
Yeah, no, the seed oils were incredible. And, you know, more people are talking about that. And, of course, I was in the dark until I met you and until I started to take it. And it's made a huge difference in my energy. And I think also the big thing is the way I feel, meaning besides the energy that I can obviously feel when I'm eating, etc., what I'm eating, the process, you know, of my system, because I was starting to have stomach problems and yeast infections, and all of that has evaporated.
Yeah, you sound really good. I mean, your voice sounds really clear. Your energy sounds really consistent and good. And so, yeah, you definitely sound better than before. So it's very good to hear. And all those products that I introduced you to, just like my business name says, synergistic, they all are synergistic in their effects. There's a multiplication. If you take them together, there's greater effects than if you took them, you know, one this month and one the next month, but not together. Mm-hmm. If you take them all together, there's this wonderful synergistic effect that, you know, it's why I call my company what I call it, is because that's why I got the results or benefits that I got, was by combining things that caused my body to have this sort of like wow effect of like, okay, thanks a lot. Now I can bring about the healing, the quality of life, the energy that you want.
Yeah, absolutely. And what a difference. So I thought today, and in fact, you suggested it as well, let's talk about this, how to feel, repair, and function like you did 10 to 20 years ago in 6 months or less. How many people would love that feeling? I know I just talked to my father, and he said that to me. So we start with the obvious question. What is aging?
You know, aging has been studied and proposed to be either one, there's like a genetic programming of the cells that they're just genetically programmed to age and die, and then there's the other one of like the endocrine system, the glandular system that produces the hormones. It's the declining level of hormones is causing an aging effect on the body. The other is that it's a shortening of the telomeres. The other is that it's free radical damage. But really, the most significant one is that you could have free radical damage, you could have a declining hormone level, you could have just those effects that cause aging, but if your telomeres remained the length, the longer length, the more youthful length, you know, you'll produce enough stem cells to repair these parts of the body, the glands that produce the hormones, the other parts of the body that basically make you stay young. So even if there is free radical damage or declining in the hormones, if you could increase the length of your telomeres, that would in essence make your body biologically younger. And so there's scientific efforts have been underway to figure out how to lengthen the telomere, and there's really no way yet to do it. I mean, there's some people that say that you can take the extract of the herb called astragalus, and that there's a compound in there that increases this enzyme called telomerase in your body, and that increasing telomerase will cause you to increase the length of the telomere, but that's a very expensive product. I mean, it's like $600 for one bottle. Mm. It's really ridiculous. So the thing that I've been working with over the years that's proven to be the most helpful to get your body to function like it did 6 months ago, or I should say 10 to 20 years ago in 6 months, is a product called Synergy One. So what Synergy One is a peptide. It's a growth factor peptide. Our body already requires it, already produces it, but its production declines after age 28. It declines by 14% every decade after age like 28. So your production of growth hormone is so much lower 4 decades later after you've reached your prime of age 28 that you're no longer assimilating amino acids like you did when you were 28 years old. So even though you may be eating the same amount of protein, you're not getting those amino acids from the protein into the cells because one of the controlling mechanisms is growth hormone or IGF-1. So Synergy One is a unique and powerful precursor product that spraying it in the mouth, it's tasteless, you know that, you've tried it, it's tasteless, it doesn't taste like anything. You spray it in the mouth at bedtime, and when you wake up, 3 sprays in the cheek area, you hold it for 90 seconds, your body will absorb that, and it will create a cascade of benefits, increasing your growth hormone and IGF-1 levels. And this is, we actually have studies on this. People can ask us for it. I think it might be on our website where they can download it, where they took, you know, people 50 or 55 years of age and older, and they, you know, over 6 months did the studies and blood draws and showed that after 180 days, they had over 100% increase in their IGF-1 levels. They lowered their LDL cholesterol levels. They increased their HDL cholesterol levels. Their skin thickened. Their sex drives increased. Their immune system was stronger. All parameters of youth came back to them. Now, that's a clinical study that's been done on Synergy One, but I have anecdotal evidence of clients or empirical evidence of clients reporting to us for many years that have taken Synergy One over a period of, say, 3 to 6 months, and they report all these amazing results that happen as a result, sleeping deeper, better mood, losing body fat, building muscle, aches and pains going away, and even more serious things that I don't even want to mention just because I don't want to draw unwanted attention. But Synergy One really, really is a game changer, because one of the other things that cause you to get older is when you get older, your body produces something called somatostatin. Somatostatin is a hormone that blocks and suppresses your production of your own growth hormone. So we want to overcome that, because if you could produce more growth hormone, you in essence to repair like you did 10 to 20 years ago. And cumulatively, if you do that for 6 months, the effects are pretty dramatic on how much better your body will feel and function. And then basically the somatostatin thing of helping overcome that with Synergy One, that's my go-to for people to increase their glandular youthfulness and overall biological youthfulness. I'll get them on the Synergy One twice a day.
Yeah, and you know, interesting in talking about growth hormone, one of the things that you know that men and women fight, I don't care if it's just 10 pounds, 20 pounds, or it's a lot of weight, and I didn't realize this because, of course, again, I was in the dark, but really growth hormone helps us with fat loss too, right?
Yeah, it's the ultimate diet protocol because when people restrict their calories to lose weight, they lose muscle and fat.
Mm.
And so they say my overall weight loss is, you know, 10 or 15 pounds, but you might have lost 5 of that or 6 of that as muscle. And you don't want to lose muscle because that's what burns your energy and gives you energy and vitality. So what increasing growth hormone levels does that's really unique is that it causes you to increase muscle mass if you need it, plus cause you to lose body fat. And the studies have been proven when you do the injectable versions, you know, you'll see an 8.8% increase in muscle mass over 6 months without exercise and a 14.4% fat loss without dieting over 6 months.
Wow. And there's so much more to this, too, as well as we're talking about, you know, Synergy One, et cetera, because this is something that a lot of people struggle with as well. And talking about growth hormone, anxiety, that's, you know, we're seeing
yep.
that more, Stephen, because we have crazy lives. We're being pulled all over the place. And that's the common side effect. And that helps as well, correct?
Yeah. In fact, I can comment for myself. I mean, the Synergy One, and it's basically when you increase your growth hormone levels, you actually increase your B endorphin levels, and that's a nice pleasure neurohormone, neurochemical mm-hmm. that makes you feel happy, calm, and it lowers your dopamine levels. So dopamine, when it's in excess in the body, will create anxiety, but increasing growth hormone lowers that. So it is consistent and common when people take Synergy One, they report they're calmer and they feel more peace and more endurance and more energy. And yeah, it's really wonderful. In fact, if I had it my way, people that are on antidepressant drugs, I would put them on Synergy One, spectrum of minerals, fatty acids, get their gut cleaned up, and, you know, they could get off their antidepressants in most instances.
Yeah, absolutely. So in talking about this, I started off and I said a little bit about your story, and because you were tired, right, of feeling crummy and not really having the right kind of solution, so it sent you spiraling in this direction, correct?
Yeah. I mean, I was like, I was only a kid. I was only in my late teens when I got poisoned with mercury. I had 7 fillings in my mouth, and then they put 2 more in when I was 15 and a half, and those 2 were of a different makeup than the earlier ones. They were made of mercury and copper instead of mercury, silver, copper, and tin, and so they released 50 times more mercury than the previous fillings, so 2 large fillings in one day of that variety was the equivalent of 100 of the previous kind, so I got very sick with a sore throat, wasn't able to go away without 20 days of antibiotics, and after the 20 days of antibiotics and the mercury, and if you read Gut and Psychology Syndrome, you know, the GAPS diet thing, it'll say that when your beneficial bacteria are gone in your gut, then the mercury that's coming into the gut via your mouth from your fillings stores and deposits into the intestines or goes through into the bloodstream and will kill your nerves in your gut, and that's what happened to me. It killed the nerves in my gut, and so went from being a normal digestive tract health, normal elimination, to being chronically constipated so bad that I kind of starved myself for 4 years because no one really knew what I was dealing with and or what to say or what to do. So I had adrenal fatigue by the time I was 20.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So there was definite motivation there. There's no question about it. So I want to tell everybody, easy way to hook up, easy way to understand exactly what we're talking about, which I think Stephen has done a great job of doing. You could go to SGN80.com or AmericaTonight.net and click on the icon we have there. You'll see it. It's very, very big, and then it'll send you right to all the fabulous things that we've been talking about, from seed oils, One World Way, that I talk about all the time, and all the other amazing products as well. Stephen, thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
It's all love, all love, all love.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243. 990-1243.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, DanPilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Overwhelmed by the amount of emails that we receive from you. It's one of my favorite things that I do on the show. So let's skip right to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one is from Patrice, who says, Kate, love the show. I thought it was pretty interesting about Donald Trump. I agree. I'm going to tell you this. I am a lifelong Democrat. I am not thrilled about Hillary Clinton. Initially, I thought, well, I'm just going to vote for her. It's fine. But now everything that's been happening with the revelations of the Clinton Foundation and the nonsense with the people around her, I just can't and feel like I should vote for Hillary Clinton. So I think Donald Trump shockingly has my vote. And I'm going to go with something that you said about all the candidates, no matter who they are, that really the key deal with almost anyone who runs is who are they going to have around them. And I have to believe that Donald Trump is going to have some good people around him, and I'm going to count on that to make the biggest difference in his administration should he get elected, because to me, I think that I cannot vote for Hillary Clinton. And it does break my heart because I have to be honest, I would love to see a woman. I would love to see a woman in this role, but I want to see the right woman, not a woman for a woman's sake. That would set everyone in the wrong direction. Let's put us back even further. All right. So thanks for that. So interesting, because that would be music to the ears of anybody who's listening from the camp of Donald Trump. The next one I'm going to go to is from Mark, and Mark is listening to us in New York. Yo, Kate, this thing with the Florida weather is crazy. You're right. They have to get in front of it. I heard you saying it was scary, that it was going to be like a hurricane that had happened, or could be like a hurricane that happened back in 2005. Gosh, let's hope that doesn't happen to Florida, because no matter how much they sandbag, no matter what they do, they're still going to be in a position where they've got to fight that wall of water, especially if it's, you know, especially if we're talking about a lot of it. So Florida is definitely bracing, and thank you for keeping us up to date, and I wish your family the best. You know, that's the crazy thing. This tropical storm Hermione could be a Cat 1 hurricane by the time it hits the Gulf Coast early Friday, if the forecast holds. It would make it the first hurricane in 11 years. It's pretty much spinning in the Gulf of Mexico. I just checked it, and if it does become a hurricane, look out. And I do worry for my family because they live on an island. They live right there in Tampa. So pretty brutal. And again, it's a warning. And we know that these can veer in different directions. You could get a heck of a lot of rain and it could still be, you know, absolutely nasty, but it does not mean that you're going to get a hurricane. And I was looking at some of the people, some of the pictures and some of the video that I've seen from the floods that people are already enduring in different counties. And let me tell you, it's crazy. In fact, even the NFL preseason game has been changed. In Tampa, the Buccaneers' final preseason game against the Redskins was moved from Thursday night to Wednesday night, so the game could be played well before the storm's arrival, because they were worried about this tropical depression slash hurricane. And it definitely has affected some of these towns, like the town of Largo had heavy flooding. I used to have my grandfather, when he was alive, lived in Largo. He loved it. And I know that area well, so I can see it's right there where Tampa is. Marco Island is another one where they're dealing with high water in the streets. People say they caught catfish in their flooded front yards. That is the, and people are saying it's the craziest thing they've ever seen. They're driving home from school. The road was flipping around and moving, and they figured there was a bunch of catfish, and that's what it was. Wow. All right, so thanks for asking about this. All right, also, too, we got this from Joe, and Joe says, Kate, I used to live in Florida, and you know what? I love living near the beach. I think I've heard you talk about how much you enjoy the water. And see, this is the problem. I like anywhere. I mean, you can have floods and fires, and this is life, and you say it. Mother Nature is not picky. It just happens. But you know that these are always the possibilities. So you have to have flood insurance. You just have to be somebody who is on guard for the type of incidents that could happen where you are, and certainly the people that live in the Sunshine State know that, especially if they live on the coastline. It's different when you live in the interior, as you know. Yeah, definitely different. So again, to the same thing, be careful out there. And then we move to Newt, who says, I like that, Newt. Newt, Kate Delaney, welcome to my world. I've been listening to you for a couple months. I enjoy it, even if you make me happy, you make me angry, you make me laugh, you make me furious, you make me all of those emotions and so much more. I love the fact that you talk about different things. I swear I'm going to call you one night, but I just enjoy listening, and I enjoy hearing when other people call in. So that's why I don't call in. So my question is, what do you think is going to happen with Colin Kaepernick? Well, it's not good. The NFL front offices are, I guess, dealing with a lot of this fallout. They're getting a lot of phone calls, from what I understand. It's been pretty intense. They you know, they say about 7 estimated 90 to 95% of NFL front offices felt that the Kaepernick thing, how intense it is. They're saying, you know, that a lot of the front office executives are saying they wouldn't want to have Kaepernick on their team because, you know, some people are truly despising him. And even some people are saying he's a traitor. I guess the dissent, of course, is because of, I think I said this the other night, I know I said this the other night, is the thing that he did was, okay, he didn't stand for the national anthem, so people who don't know the 49ers quarterback. And he, so then what happened is he didn't stand for the anthem, but then he said it further that, you know, that there were people that were dying in the street. Okay, I totally get what he's saying, but then he was saying that, and then there were other people getting paid leave. So the police, the hit on the police, again, that broad brush, when you paint that broad brush, that tends to aggravate people, and I get it, because I don't like that either. And you've heard me get in arguments about that with on other subjects. So anyway, will he be released by the 49ers? Will he ever play in the NFL again? It's, you know, he didn't break a law. He didn't break an NFL rule. He certainly can do what he wants, whether he stands for the anthem or not. But the team can, again, they can do what they want and call it whatever they want because he's not their number one guy. It was a question of, was it going to be him or the other quarterback? And that clearly could be the backup here, pardon the pun, because they could say, well, listen, you know, this is, you didn't win the quarterback battle, so there you go. All right, let's turn to another one. Here's one from Vince. Kate, is it true that more than 6 million immigrants could be dumped, deported under Donald Trump? How do you round up that many illegal immigrants? You know, that's the argument. What are you doing? Are you going into the shadows trying to find people who aren't known, who aren't registered, or people reporting people? I mean, who knows, because we haven't even got there. But yes, there's a giant headline, in fact, in the Washington Post that talked about that they could be deported. There would be at least 6 million. Because who poses as a security threat? What do they decide there? What's going to happen? And again, this is only if, I mean, this is only if Trump becomes president. So it's very different from Hillary Clinton. In fact, Hillary Clinton started TV ads in Arizona. Yeah, how about that? She began TV ads in Arizona on Friday. That's going to happen. And, you know, you got to think about it. This is a state that traditionally goes Republican, but they say she's aiming for the Hispanics who are, some of the Hispanics who are upset, who are worried about whether their friends or they or whoever is going to be deported. So it definitely, Donald Trump set off a firestorm, and he took a 1-point lead in the Rasmussen poll over Hillary Clinton. So this is going to be interesting, and we're in the stretch. Hey, thanks for all the mail. Remember, americatonight.net. Now, what you do is you click on contact and send me an email, americatonight.net. Thanks, everybody. Stay with us.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.